Now, the rest of the story. If you saw a 9-year-old girl chained up in somebody's backyard, I mean chained up for hours on end, with nobody home to look after her otherwise, probably you would call the police. Well, you're going to see such a little girl right now. There's a dog collar around her neck, to which is attached a chain leash. That, in turn, is affixed to a wire clothesline. The clasp that would release her is beyond her reach. There is no one else at home. The people to whom the little girl has been entrusted are the parents of a hated stepfather. They are merciless disciplinarians who have deemed the child uncontrollable, and what you're witnessing is their solution. The girl's little brother, who has also been dumped on the Petersons, sometimes musters the courage to unchain his sister, but when he's caught, he's beaten. And other times, when the step-grandparents are gone, the little girl will struggle as far as her bondage will allow, and she'll wait for a salesman or for anybody to come to the door, and she'll plead with the stranger through the wooden fence, please, to free her. And once in a while, somebody will. And then she'll disappear for the rest of the day, or at least until she's hunted down, only to be chained up once more. And yet, regardless of how things appear, there is someone always near. A loyal friend who will never desert her. Her name is Sassafrasa. For this hapless, hopeless little girl, Sassafrasa was the wonderful woman who wasn't there. The child's imaginary friend. Before her lonely life with the Petersons, the youngster used to go to the movies where she thrilled to the adventures of Pearl White and the perils of Pauline, and she sat wide-eyed through the screen romances of Pola Negri, and she laughed delightedly at the comic capers of comedian Mabel Normand. These were the girl's heroines. And in her times of deepest despair, these popular actresses combined to comprise a fabulous companion whom the child called Sassafrasa. And Sassafrasa was always willing to stretch out an invisible hand where none was in real life. Conversations with this visiting phantom seemed increasingly real to the youngster, and they lasted through the hours that she was left alone. Eventually, the words of this lovely, funny, comforting, imaginary lady included predictions, descriptions of an impossibly bright future. Sassafrasa would tell the child, someday everyone will love you. Someday you will never be lonely again. And then the invisible visitor would make a repeated promise that she, the sad little girl, one day not only would be unchained, but she would be a star. When life becomes intolerably unfriendly, psychologists say one refuge to which we often retreat is the mind, and we retreat with such relish sometimes that the fantasy which embraces us becomes more real than the reality which threatens us. And so it was for this one unhappy little girl, chained in the backyard and left to her dreams, and also in the unsuspecting, tender-loving care of Sassafrasa, the reassuring, smiling face, unseen by all but one, the sympathetic specter who surely wasn't there, and yet who whispered of worldwide adoration, even scintillating success, to a lonely child named Lucille Ball. And now you know the rest of the story.